Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less with the Untamed Chef. Special shout out to my sponsor for the segment, Rosenthal Olive Ranch. Great people, great olives with award-winning flavor. www.rosenthalolive.com, 29268 Avenue 9, Madera, California, 93637. Give them a call today for all your olive oil and balsamic needs. 559-674-4418. And my recipe for you today is going to be amazing. This is my recipe for garlicky scalloped potatoes. Now, I know that most people, you know, have their own ways of doing scalloped potatoes, but I promise you, this way is so easy that you're going to be making them for a long, long time, and nothing goes better with a beautiful steak or a beautiful piece of chicken than some garlicky scalloped potatoes. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need is 4 red potatoes, and I want to make sure those are sliced nice and thin. Once they're sliced nice and thin, and you can even use a mandolin if you have a mandolin. If you don't know what a mandolin is, don't use one because it's probably too dangerous for you to use anyways. 4 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive oil. And we're going to go ahead and just put a little bit of color on our potatoes. And I like to just put the olive oil in a nice, shallow, medium-sized pan or pot and just kind of put a nice brown on the potatoes. They don't have to be cooked all the way, and this is not deep frying at all. We're just putting a little bit of color on here. Once I have that done, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to carefully put those in a nice skillet or whatever's going to go into the oven to actually cook. I'm going to go ahead and add to that same oil. I'm going to add to that half of a garlic bulb. So what I like to do is get a whole piece of garlic, cut it right down the middle in half and put it in there because that puts a really good flavor into that oil. And that's very, very important. You can even do that before you do the potatoes, but I don't want it to be too garlicky. We're going to add in 1 julienne onion that we're going to have just spread over the top of the potatoes. We're not going to cook these onions. They're going to be raw. And I like to use a Spanish onion when I do this. I'm going to add 8 slices of American cheese. If you want to use like the Kraft singles or you have some special cheese you like to use, that's fine. Make sure it's got the real milk cheese though, because it's so much better. And we really want to make sure that's all over the potatoes. When I do this, I'm also going to add 1 cup of Parmesan cheese. I'm going to add 1/2 cup. And I mean just literally 1/2, depending on how much you're doing. If you want to do this times 2, I would say add 1 full, but we're just going to add 1/2 cup of cream. That way it just keeps everything just nice and uniform, and it keeps everything beautiful and creamy. I'm going to add also to that 4 tablespoons of dry cilantro. Put that in your oven at 375 degrees for 15 to 18 minutes and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.